This is episode 1765. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, getting ready to do one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself as you get ready to meditate. We are on day 6 of our 7-part series to cleanse. Throughout this series, you have discovered a different meditation technique you can do ongoing to cleanse your thoughts, to cleanse your body, to cleanse your spirit and your zest for life. In today's episode, you are going to be guided as you combine the different meditation techniques you've explored all week long into one ritual that you can do as you sit down to meditate today. Know that these techniques can be done whether you are seated on your meditation cushion or chair, or you are in the midst of your busy day. I do these rituals ongoing throughout my day, so I hope you will too. Before I guide you through the different techniques that you can do as you meditate today, I want to share with you some insight as to how to keep up with a cleanse. This is the type of series you can go back to again and again when you experience major change in your life, or when the seasons change, when there's just new energy out there. You see new things happening in nature. Maybe leaves are falling off trees, or as in the case where I live, as I record this, it's spring. So I'm noticing spring flowers in abundance all around me. When you see these changes in nature, you feel a shift within yourself as well. And so what I encourage you to do is to create around you, within your home and the spaces where you spend time, which includes at work, at the grocery store where you may buy your food, and other places you frequent, find places or even symbols that represent peace to you. Notice the changes. Maybe you notice that in your home, the light reflects in a certain pattern during certain times of the year. So celebrate that light. Spend time in that light. Or maybe there is an area of your home where you seem to go when you want to be alone and you want to feel safe. Sit in this place daily. Give yourself a few moments of peace there. You likely have a designated place where you meditate. If you don't, that's fine too. I didn't for the longest time, but I do now. There are actually a couple places where I meditate. I meditate outside in two places, and they're in areas where one is outside, completely exposed to a beautiful natural setting, and then another place is inside a lanai. I live in Florida, so many Florida homes have a lanai, and we have a pool, and so I meditate in front of the pool, and I have meditation statues and things that really incline me to want to spend time there and meditate. And within my home, I have 3 places where I like to spend time. I have a designated meditation space, but I also have some areas where I like to go to work, or I like to write in a journal in a certain spot. Create spaces where you can enjoy peace. When you build in these areas of peace, you're going to be experiencing more peace. You may round the corner of a hallway and see, oh, this is the table I love to sit at and have my morning coffee or tea or smoothie. And this makes you excited. It's a little built-in anticipation each day. I also have an area in my favorite grocery store, and it's a beautiful produce aisle. They spend so much time arranging the produce, and I get really excited to go to that aisle. I save it for last, and so I kind of hurry through the store, and then finally when I'm in that aisle, I spend a lot of time selecting vegetables and fruits for myself and my family. So you may have some place you frequent again and again. It could even be a gas station where you notice that they always seem to have swept the entranceway, and it just looks so nice and clean. I know it's kind of tricky finding something good about a gas station, but just look, you may be surprised. People work there and they frequent that place often, and they're bound to leave little touches of inspiration, even if it's a loud magazine stand prompting you to buy something. Notice where you feel that people have spent a lot of energy or time to draw you in. It doesn't mean you have to be drawn into something that's not so great for you, but it's okay to tip your hat to someone who is likewise creating peace or inspiration in their corner of the world. So that is what I encourage you to do today. Think of it as a challenge for your week. So as you get ready to settle yourself down and meditate, know that the full guided meditations, as always, are on the Sip and Om meditation app. There you can receive full access to a library of over 1,700 guided meditations free for 2 weeks. Once you subscribe, you receive access to this. Within that 2 weeks, you can unsubscribe at any point without incurring any charges. So you can try out the Sip and Om meditation app, and you can grab a journal or two from each weekly series and a slowdown guide with all the techniques on it for you, organized nicely. It's like a meditation cheat sheet at your fingertips. So as you sit down to meditate, straighten your spine. Close your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated at the point between your eyebrows. This will help you to feel uplifted. With your eyes closed, mentally repeat, "Peace is within me. Peace is within me." Inhale and exhale through your nose. And as you inhale, inhale, peace. Exhale, calm. You may place your hands in this week's prayer mudra. This helps you to breathe better, and it helps you to tap into your inner wisdom. To do the mudra is easy. Simply intertwine your fingers and touch the backs of your hands with your fingers. This is the move on the mudra that helps you to breathe more freely. Take your left thumb and your left index finger and make a circle, and place that circle over your right thumb. This is the part of the mudra that helps you to feel connected to a divine source, for a higher consciousness. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Feel yourself open up to the rhythm of your life, your inner truth. This is your peace. You are so worth slowing down for.